Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, it's October. I hope you guys are in the spooky spirit. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, you guys. We are here to entertain you, to give you some ear, to candy. Give you an eargasm, give you some ear candy. Trick or treat, bitch.
We're the treat. We're here to tell you some nightmarish stories about road trips, road tripping.
I'm excited. Have we ever done this?
I don't think so.
We've done travel, but not road trip. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. I hope that you guys have had a great start to your spooky month. And hope you guys are finding your costumes. I'm really stressed for you guys that you're going to be the night before your Halloween party and you're not going to have a costume. So be thinking.
Really stressed for you guys. I am also stressed.
I know you guys.
Chelsea and I are working on something. We're cooking a little something up, but I haven't been looking for any other costumes. So maybe I need to get on that.
I was about to order Case's costume today, but every time I ask him what he wants to be, he changes it. Like, he wanted to be Curious George, and I was like, okay, yeah, Monkey George. Every time I ask him, Monkey George. And I'm like, okay, amazing, perfect. And then today I asked him in front of my mom. My mom's been in town, and I was like, oh, like, tell Gigi what you want to be for Halloween. He was like, Spider. I'm like, okay.
That wasn't in the plans.
I'm like, or what else do you want to be? Rocket ship. I'm like, okay. I don't want you to be gravely disappointed when I bring you like a monkey costume and you're like, I want to be a spider. He's obsessed with spiders right now.
Really? Because it's loves spooky them. Season?
Yeah. If he sees a spider web.
Like a spider real spider.
Web, real spiders. Loves them.
Wow.
Fake spiders. Loves them.
Couldn't be me.
No.
A tender soul.
Yeah. I'm trying not to like push my fears of spiders. Or like me and Nick are both scared of spiders a little bit. Like trying not to inflict that on him.
You know, that's Link's biggest fear.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He is
terrified
of spiders.
They're spooky.
They are. They really are. There was a big spider at our new place and Keaton just like didn't kill it. He just captured it and then like put it away or like let it crawl away. And I was like, whoa. I wasn't there. But then Abby was like, that was my fault because I've been like
training him
not to kill spiders because they're, you know, they're creatures.
Don't kill them just because they were seen.
Yeah. I'm just too scared. Why do they have to have 8 legs?
I know.
And be like so
like hairy.
Scary in the way they walk.
Their webs are beautiful though. I saw one of the webs on my walk today. I was like, that is a beautifully.
It's a work of art.
Spun spider web. It was like a perfect shape.
I wonder
like
how long Charlotte's it takes web them vibes. To make. I feel like not even that long.
Yeah. And then humans just go over and like.
Just tear it down.
Tear it down. They're like, cool.
Yeah. That actually is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to touch on something that we talked about last week. Some discourse that you may have seen in the comments. I legitimately got 500 messages about it.
Yeah, my mom asked me about that.
People were like,
what's this about the driving? They're so concerned about your driving.
People are like, what are you talking about? Like, of course you took driving classes. Like, that's mandatory.
No.
So I had this moment. I'm like, what? Because you didn't act surprised when I said, like, you didn't do that, you know?
I can guarantee you guys, I did not take a driving course to get my license.
And then I asked Leif, because I was getting bombarded with messages like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Leif, I'm like, did you take driver's ed? Did you take a driver's course before? And he's like, no. So we looked it up. And in, I think it was like 30-something states, it's mandatory to take a driver's class. But there's however many other states, please don't know how many states there are. I'm like, and whatever that number is.
Whatever that number minus 30 is.
I don't remember. 30-something. I can't remember the amount. But there are some states that require nothing. Like, I was looking it up. I think it was either Arkansas or Alabama requires nothing at all. Zero.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You just go in and say, I want a license. They give it to you. You don't have to take a test.
I don't know. Maybe you still have to take a test, but it was saying Arizona, you do have to have a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
That you have driven. Yeah. With your permit.
Yeah.
So Arizona.
But not with a certain instructor.
No, no, no. Arkansas, no driver's education requirement whatsoever.
Excuse.
All the other ones were like, the ones that didn't require driver's ed still was like, okay, you have to have 30 hours driving or something like that.
And I think in Arizona, you have to have a certain amount of time from your permit. Like when you get your driver's permit, when you're like 15 and a half, you have to have that for like six months,
I think,
before you can get your license.
And you definitely do have to take a driving test.
Yes. Like I got in the car
with
someone, drove around, parked, passed.
And did you do a 3-point turn? Yeah. I remember having to do that. So,
but you did it in your own car. You didn't go to their student car.
No, and in a small intersection and parking lot. It wasn't like you're going on the freeway or something.
Yeah, you just drove around the building.
You just drive around the building and like in this tiny little parking lot. And you also have to pass a written test. But anyway, me doing the whole driving school thing was not typical. Like none of my friends really did that. That's why it was a funny memory to me. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? Like, duh. I was like, wait, what? So yeah, I had to do some research.
I think it's funny when people phrase things like that, like, well, then how the heck did Chelsea get her license? I'm like, you guys, I have my license. Like, you think I just tricked the system? You think I tricked the system and was like, I'm the one who got it? Like, I got my license. So it obviously is not required.
Yeah. Different now because I was thinking that really was, you know, not to date
back
myself.
Back in the Stone Age.
But that was back in the Great Depression. So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. So
I think it's great to do driving school.
Oh, for sure. That's what I was
learned
thinking is it's, I think it was worth it and important, honestly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was something funny that I was reading all those comments. I was like, wait, what?
They were shocked beyond belief. I thought that was normal.
Same. How has it been with your mom in town?
Oh, it's been great. She's been here for, I think, a week now. She's on fall break. She's a teacher. And it's been absolutely fantastic. Like, you just never get to an age where you don't need your mom anymore. Or like, I'm never going to be old and like too old to be like, no, mom, I don't want you to make food for me. I don't want you to clean this for me. Like, never. I will accept any help from her. So she's been making me food. She's been making Case food. Like, oh, that's so nice. Just
so
to have
nice.
Like a... someone who loves and cares for your child as their grandchild. So it's not just like, oh, I have to hire somebody to come in and like whatever takes care of them.
They're happy to do it.
They want to. And Case is obsessed with Gigi and she's cooking me and Nick and Case food. Hallelujah. I'm like, mom, can you make me a veggie sandwich? She's like, right away. And it's like a delicious veggie sandwich. I'm like, wow.
It is nice to just have, you know, it's nice to have a parent. And whenever my mom comes and she's like so casual too about like, oh, should we make this for lunch? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And I need to learn to be more casual in the way that I just whip up a meal.
Yeah.
It is not casual to me.
No.
That is a full blown, like I need hours to think about and prep for a simple meal. Who was it that was a recipe. Oh, I think I was saying this already. When I made Eggs Benedict for Leif for his birthday.
The Eggs Benedict
the
has
only
come
thing,
up every week of the podcast.
Like, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Eggs Benedict.
I swear
the only
we
thing
talked
I've
about
made.
It last
week. Really? Please. Living rent-free in my mind.
I need to try these Eggs Benedict, though.
I've only made it one time in the past 5 years. But no, the recipe that I followed, she's like, my husband requests this at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? This is a once
or maybe
in a
we
year.
We just talked about this. Sorry.
Once a year thing. How are people? And I feel like that about Kristen too. Maybe I already said all this on the podcast, but we'll just be like, over house. Like, should I make cinnamon rolls? I'm like, whoa, that's going
to
take 5 hours.
Yeah. I feel like I have to go casual. Order stuff off Amazon to make that. Like, I feel like that's a school project.
I know. We need to make cinnamon rolls.
I know.
I've been craving.
I just went to Williams Sonoma.
Mm-hmm. That place is a slay.
Oh, it's so good. I was trying to pick out rolling pins. I don't have a lot of baking, like pastry stuff. I had to get like a little brush to brush the butter on there, to brush the frosting. And I don't have a standing mixer. Do you have a standing mixer?
No.
I don't have a mixer at all.
I just have one, like a handheld mixer.
I don't even have that.
Oh,
so
really?
I really want a standing mixer. Like the ones they use on the British baking show. Like a KitchenAid. I mean, I really want the Smeg, but it's like, I texted your mom, remember, in that group.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what do I do? Because I want it to be cute. I want it to like sit on my counter. I don't want it to be an eyesore. They had so many different colors like on display. Like they had a red one. It was so cute. But I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much that I don't have that a lot of people just have in their kitchen. So when they need to whip up muffins, they have a muffin tray. I don't have that.
You don't have a muffin tray?
No, I don't have a muffin tray. Like when they want to make donuts, they're like, oh, my donut mold. I'm like, what? I have to go. Like, I have nothing.
Oh, not the donut mold. I know. I don't have like a thing to brush like butter on.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have a lot of tools, like little utensils.
Same. I had to go. I didn't have a rolling pin. I had to go get a rolling pin.
And is this all for cinnamon rolls?
Yes.
So you're planning it.
Oh, I'm planning it. I just need the standing mixer.
What recipe are you going to use?
I have a recipe. I don't know where I got the recipe, actually, but I've been watching the Preppy Baker on YouTube, maybe his name is. He has, like, cookbooks. His cookbook was at Williams Sonoma, and I was like, oh, that's how I know I can trust him. I watched his tutorial on how to, like, make the perfect cinnamon rolls, so I've been studying.
Oh, nice.
I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, so.
I posted on my story the other day, because I have just been fiending for a cinnamon
roll.
I need one.
Same.
And I was going to make some on Sunday, this past Sunday, but... the recipe that I was looking at, it was like approximate time, 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it takes so long. Because you have to, I think the longest part is the proving of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to wait. Yeah, you have to like chill the dough or whatever, wait for it to rise for
hours.
It's
not immediate. I want cookies popping in the oven
exactly.
for 15 minutes. Yeah,
so I was
for
like,
sure.
great. I just didn't have the stamina.
I mean,
have
a Cinnabon always slaps.
A Cinnaholic, too. We got to go there.
I forgot about Cinnaholic.
Can we go there?
Yes. Do they have one close? Or is it in LA?
I'll be researching.
Oh.
But I did ask, and some people were sending me places that have cinnamon rolls. So I need to make a list.
Yeah.
Because we gotta have one.
We can make them together. But I was planning
on
making them at night.
If you do not give me one of those, or if I don't make them with you, I'm gonna be actually so mad.
No, of course I will. I'm not gonna eat 12 of them. Yeah, I was gonna make them at night. And then, like, finish them in the morning. That's how this Preppy Baker guy did it.
Okay, that's actually nice because then it kind of splits it up.
Because then he's like, you just prop them in the oven in the morning and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
So that's my plan.
That'll be nice.
But
can't wait to hear how they turn out. Don't overbake them.
I know. That's what I was watching to see, like, how long.
I think what's so hard about cinnamon rolls specifically is that you kind of want them to be a bit doughy, like... You don't want them to be overbaked. Yes, you want them to be chewy. We don't want them to be dough straight up. But if you slightly overbake them, that's what I did. And it dries them out completely.
I know. That's why I was watching that guy. I'm nervous.
No, it'll be great. Especially if you've been watching tutorials. I didn't do that.
I
just was going off baking time.
A major part of it is the proving aspect. Like how long you let it. Like making sure it doubles in size. Like that will help a lot. But yeah, I don't know my oven very well.
That's the other thing is that every oven is so different.
Yeah.
So even these cookies I made recently, it said to put them in for a certain amount. I can't remember. And I took them out and they were raw. I was like, okay. But a lot of times, even with my stove, like it'll be, if I'm cooking something, it'll say cook on medium heat for this amount. And my stove is so hot that it like burns it. So I have to turn it down. Every oven is so temperamental. It's different.
I know.
You have to like learn it. Which I
wait to win a whole, learn a whole different oven too in a couple weeks.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
Lululemon leggings are absolute favorites. We absolutely love that Lululemon is a sponsor of the podcast. It's a dream come true because their leggings are truly the best, tried and true. We've had them for years and years. They last so long. They're so comfy. They're so flattering. They have a few different types of leggings. The Align leggings, I definitely wear the most because
They're great for yoga, low intensity workouts. I wear them to Pilates a lot. They're definitely my favorite part of my Pilates uniform. I just feel like I don't have to constantly be readjusting or like tugging on them. They just fit really well and they're super flattering and everything. Comfy. Honestly feels like you're not even wearing pants. The Align leggings are powered by Nulu fabric and it gives you a next to nothing body sensation. They're also great for just casual wear. So I'll wear them to Pilates and then I'll go grocery shopping or whatever and like throw a sweatshirt on and it's a vibe.
If you're looking for leggings to wear to like a spin class or maybe HIIT class, something a little bit more intense, then you want their Wonder Train leggings. They're designed with one of Lululemon's most innovative fabrics, the Everlux, which is their fastest drying fabric. And then they also have their fast and free leggings, which I love for running. I feel like it's perfect now that it's, you know, getting a little colder out. If you want to go for a jog, if you want to go for a run outside, their fast and free leggings are for you because they do not ride up and they give you the most freedom from distractions while you are running or jogging. So you can get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. Go check them out. You can't go wrong. Go to lululemon.com to get into Lululemon leggings. I'm not going to lie, you guys. This is the first year I've been itching to have Halloween decorations just overflowing my house. I've been researching different costumes. I think I'm going to have like 3 different costumes this year. One of them may be Chester. Who knows? But I've just been in the Halloween spirit. I want to host a party. I want to get some cute, you know, serveware, dinnerware, some just decorations that are given the spooky vibes. And at Macy's, they have all of that. It's your one-stop shop, okay? It's October. It's Halloween all month long. So if you're going to a costume party, if you want to dress up like your favorite movie character or even a meme, Macy's has pretty much any costume you want. So if you have no clue what you want to be, just go on Macy's website and look at all their costumes. You can get it nailed down before you're stressing out the night before the party, okay?
Also, if you are the one hosting a little Halloween get-together, Macy's also has decor and candy for guests, trick-or-treaters, kind of no matter what you're doing for Halloween, they've got you covered. Plus, you can get everything super fast when you order with same-day delivery, which is amazing. Pick up in store or use curbside pickup, which is also very, very convenient. So if you're looking for a costume, you're looking for some decorations, they have like cute little napkins with little spooky spiders on them. You know, just little things to add to your vibe.
If you want to be the most impressive Halloween house on the block, if you want to impress your neighbors and have the kids in the neighborhood go, I want to go to that house. Stop at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com.
Again, that is Macy's.com to get into the spooky festive spirit. Go check it out. Prepping for moving?
Yeah, my mom has literally been an angel. She literally has been helping me pack a room a day. You know how freaking heinous moving is.
Yes.
So she's been helping me pack every room up. She has more energy than me. This woman doesn't drink caffeine at all. I'm like, have you ever been caffeinated? She's like, never. She doesn't even drink like caffeinated soda. And I was like, how are you standing here before me, like trying to convince me that we should go like get stuff done at the room?
That's how Jilly is. I don't get it. They're built different.
You're built different. I'm like, maybe it's because you've never had caffeine, so you don't know the difference.
True.
But, or maybe it's just all the toxins we've had in our lifetime because they fed us Kraft mac and cheese. It's their fault.
Probably.
No, but it's been so nice. Shout out, Steph. And my brother is coming this weekend, and he's going to be the Dungeon Master, and JC and Leif are going to come play Dungeons and Dragons.
Terrifying.
Even though you never quite RSVP'd.
I was trying to figure out if I could do that day.
Yeah. It's actually a huge time commitment.
Chelsea's like, and it'll take 4 hours. I'm like, oh, okay. I asked if I could be a fairy.
You can.
I can be whatever I want.
You can be whatever you want. You just tell Clay and he'll do it for you.
So I'm just, okay, no, I'm not going to get into this right now. But
you're just worried?
I'm not worried.
You're worried
I'm
to
just
let
more
your
confused.
Imagination, you're worried you won't be able to ring yourself back in.
No, I'm worried I don't have an imagination.
You do.
That's what I was thinking when I was thinking about it because Leif was kind of explaining it to me a little bit more. And I was like, oh, so you have like a board and you're like looking at stuff. He's like, well, you're like kind of imagining it. I'm like, what do you mean you're imagining it? I was like, I can't even imagine it right now. I'm like, so we're all just sitting there imagining things? He's like, yeah. Yes. I'm like, what?
It's like, it's a way for us to play pretend with each other. And you have to do voices.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Clay texts me. He's like, who, like, we're going to play Dungeons and Dragons if you have any friends that want to play. And Abby was like, would JC and Leif ever play? And I was like, I think they would. Like, I think they actually would.
I mean, I'm down. I'm down for a fun little moment.
But it might spook you.
Well, you're scaring me now.
It's not spooky. It actually is really... Keaton sent the long... Like, he was trying to... He put in a group message and was like, it's a way for you to team build. It's great marriage. Yeah. Like, whatever. Like,
said he definitely put that into ChatGPT or whatever.
That's what I said. I'm like, did he, like, copy and paste that from a website?
For sure.
Keaton gets very into it. So does Abby. I get into it. It's fun. And everyone that's, like, played with us, it's like, they're not, like... It's not, like, weird.
No, I'm not, like... I'm not trying to be, like, that's weird. I just genuinely am, like, how am I going to... I was thinking about that.
Break
because
free.
No, because Leif was... Oh, I can't... You guys, I can't say this on the podcast. I'm so scared to speak my truth about this. I don't know if I can do ACOTAR.
What do you mean?
I've been reading the second book.
Oh, like, finish it.
Yeah, I've been reading the second book, and I'm legitimately... I'm so serious. I'm scared to say that because people are so in love with this book.
It's not your thing.
But I like can kind of get into it in moments where I'm like, okay, yeah. Because everyone's like, this one is way better than the first one.
Oh,
so I was
no.
like, okay. And maybe I have too high of expectations. I just hate to be that person where it's like, you know, everyone loves something and they're like so passionate about it and so excited for you to read it. And then you're like, oh, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I'm just finding myself, how I know I'm not obsessed with a book is like, I'm not that excited to read it at night. I'm kind of like dreading it a little.
I hate that.
And I'm definitely curious about what's going to happen. And maybe I just haven't gotten far enough into it. I'm like 30%, but it's taking me a long time, which I also know is a sign that I'm not like obsessed. And what I was telling Leif is he was like, you just don't really like fantasy. Like you don't like, or you don't like Marvel movies. Like you don't like any of that stuff. And I was trying to figure out why. And I'm like, I literally have no imagination. Because like to me, it's like so not real that I'm like, it's not real. So why am I reading it?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But even as I say that, I understand that's the beauty of it. Is that it's like you're slipping into this other world, which at the beginning I kind of did appreciate. I was like, oh yeah, you kind of feel like you're in this fantasy world. That's fun. But like.
Now you're sick of it.
I'm like, okay, that's not real life. It's just like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure. I get that.
I'm still trying. I'm still on the train. I'm trying. But. Don't think I've seen one person say they don't like the second book.
Really?
Everyone's like, and maybe everyone's just too scared to say, oh, I actually didn't like it. I've never heard it.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying I'm scared to even say it because this book has such a huge fan base. It's so popular.
It would be weird though if there was a book that not.
No, that's true.
You know,
I'm sure there are people who are not obsessed with it. But I feel like a lot of people too that I like really trust and like.
They love it.
They love it. So I'm like, what's not clicking for me?
Dang.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
But I am open and willing to play Dungeons & Dragons. I just hope I can imagine things.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely don't have to either. We were like, honestly, it's very open. And I was saying, I'm like, I also don't want to. Like, I can think of actually a couple other people that I'm like, I bet they would love to play it. But I'm like, I'm not going to just invite a bunch of like husbands to come play. Like, not their wives. Like, I'm like, I don't think their wife will be down for it. But they will. And I'm just literally inviting like all my friends' husbands to come play this game. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Stay tuned.
If you play, you'll like it. But if not, you're not missing out on the greatest thing in the world, honestly.
Okay.
Clay's great dungeon master though. So yeah, stay tuned. And it is a big time commitment. Like even after a couple hours, I'm like, okay, let's wrap this thing up.
Well, isn't it kind of just based on how long you want to play?
Yeah. I mean, there's like a mission. So you want to get done with the mission.
Okay.
Because it's like a one-off. People play the same, they'll go every Saturday or something and play for 4 to 5 hours. And it's a continuous, what's it called? Like not journey, Dungeons and Dragons. People are screaming at me right now.
Mission?
Yeah, destination. It's kind of like a mission. It's like a
story.
Escapade, kind of like that. I don't know. Yeah, like a story that just goes on and on and on.
Mm.
Like endless. You could play the same thing for a year. Like you go back every week and you're in the same character, same whatever.
Wow. Kind of like virtual reality.
Yeah, it is.
We watched Golden Bachelor and
we wrecked.
I was sobbing within 2 minutes.
Oh,
and
I know.
Once I saw that preview for the rest of the season, I said, can I do this to myself?
I know.
It's such a great concept. The
Wait,
show.
Is it Gary or Jerry?
It's Gary.
Gary. It's so wholesome.
It's so wholesome and sweet.
The ladies are so iconic, so fabulous, so sweet. And he is
He's everything and more.
He's everything and he does have Riz. And I love that. But he's like so wholesome at the same time. But he's not like awkward.
No, he's everything.
And
there were so many elements of the show that made me want to cry my eyes out for hours.
Bawl my eyes out. Him talking about his wife, his late wife, made me so sad. And then him getting his, possibly getting his heart broken.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, you don't need that.
No, and sending, even when he was sobbing, when he was sending some of the girls home.
I
was, oh my gosh, it was so sad.
That would be so sad. Chippy had me on the floor. The fact that she was like, why was she there? Like, it's like it was she was just like a stunt. Meet and greet. Yeah. Oh, it was?
I think.
She didn't, just... He's like, you didn't, she's like, did I get a rose? He's like, no.
No, that was a skit.
Not even a petal.
In the rest of the preview, he was saying something about, in one of the previews for the rest of the season, he said something like, the only day worse than this was the day my wife
died.
I'm like, oh, my heart cannot begin to take this.
No, but it does, it kind of looked like there was a couple scenes, I'm like, I think he does get engaged at the
end. Find someone?
Yeah.
I can like only hope.
Yeah, I hope.
It's just the thing about this that makes it more heartbreaking, I think, why I was saying my heart can't take it, is even him sending like ladies home, when it's the normal bachelor, these girls are like 23.
They're fine.
It's like, yeah, it's sad they didn't get picked, but they have their whole life ahead of them. I feel like when he's sending home a 70-year-old on the first night, and it's just like, oh, you just didn't, you know, catch my eye enough. Not that he's saying that, but that's kind of the
takeaway. We
didn't click, and like you're going home. You gave up so much. Your friends, everyone was probably so excited for you to go and try and find love. And literally the first night you're sent home, and he was sobbing, sending them home.
No.
This man is too pure.
It's true. It's just different. It's a different vibe. It's like each woman he treats with like such care and gentleness.
Yes, and respect.
Yeah, they're not just disposable.
I feel like, I wonder if there's going to be very much drama amongst the women. It feels like there won't
be. They didn't show any, so I feel like there's got to be none.
Which is telling. That means that the older you get,
the less drama.
The less drama.
Like, why would I?
Yeah, it's just like you've lived enough life. You're just trying to be a girl's girl.
They were so nice to each other.
It was so sweet.
Like they were not, like some of them were like, oh dang, I didn't get time with him. But none of them are like being catty.
No.
Like they don't got time for that.
No, and they have wisdom because they're older.
They support other women.
The part that really sent me over the edge was at the very end when it said that this season is dedicated to Roberta, who passed away.
We made it, Roberta.
We made it, Roberta.
No, I know. That was so sad.
It was not okay. Please tell me that she got to say goodbye to her.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I didn't see the date.
Sobbing.
I didn't see the date.
It just said 2023. It didn't say the date.
Oh, hopefully she did.
I know.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so sad.
It wasn't, for those of you who didn't watch it, it was one of the ladies on the show, her best friend had cancer and she had kind of convinced her to go on the show. And so in all of her interviews, she was mentioning her best friend, Roberta, who had cancer. And she was like, we made it, Roberta. And like in all her interviews, she'd be like, he's such a hunk, Roberto. I love him, whatever. And then she passed away. I was sobbing.
No, it's so sad.
It's so sad. Like just my heart can barely take it. But
I know. We'll
I do
see.
Feel like this will revive. Like, I don't
Bachelor
know. I think it will do well.
It made me watch the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like, dipped my foot in.
How was it?
Dipped my toe in. It was good. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah, that's hard when you don't know anyone.
But it was pretty good. It's giving me Love Island vibes a little bit, you know, because they're all just whatever. But yeah, anyways.
Well, stay tuned for the Golden Bachelor journey.
He's an icon.
He's an
a
icon.
Legend. He is the moment.
I told my mom she would like it. I was like, I feel like this is a show for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. I watched it with my mom and my sister and we were sobbing our eyes out.
All generations can watch it.
I have some really cute little slingback pumps that were very much giving. Who is the girl in Parent Trap? Meredith Blake.
Mm-hmm.
I wore them on an Instagram post and everyone was commenting, this is giving Meredith Blake. And I could not agree more. They're also giving kind of Sophia Richie Grange, just very classic, beautiful, timeless. They're really cute. And Nine West has a ton of other pumps and shoes in general. They have a new fall collection. They have great fashionable shoes for fall. Lots of different options. Whether you're wanting to get into the like pointy toe heel situation, or if you need some boots, if you need some flats, they've got you covered. Nine West has collections of footwear, apparel, and accessories. They are so comfortable. Nine West makes shopping trends easier with their Need It Now edit, so also known as the Nine Edit, that highlights key trends such as Western style boots, loafers, whatever you're looking for. It makes it easy to just nail it down and get what you need. For the perfect going out shoe, shop their F collection. The F stands for fierce and feminine heels with a 3.8 inch stiletto.
Shoes really make or break an outfit. That's what I've been realizing lately. Sometimes I'll have a fit put together, but then the shoes are just killing it in a bad way. So if you are looking to get some new fall shoes, you should definitely check it out.
Visit ninewest.com and use the code what we said at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's ninewest.com and use code what we said for 15% off your first order.
Okay, ladies, we have some groundbreaking information for you. Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? That was almost the year that Chelsea and I were born in, which is really crazy. Women belong in scientific research and they are essential. Ritual knows, and they conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. This is super great and important, obviously, that they do these clinical trials and studies to actually make sure that their products are efficient and that they're not just selling you something that's having no effect on your body. So the results they got is that it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks, which is amazing. So Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is an amazing multivitamin. Ritual has been a sponsor of ours for years and years and years, honestly, since we started the podcast. And we just love them.
This multivitamin is made with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms with 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day. Their unique beadlet and oil capsule technology is even patented. Their capsule has a delayed release design to help make it gentle on an empty stomach, which is great because I hate taking like a pill or a supplement and then my stomach literally feels horrible an hour later. That is not the case with Ritual. Essential for Women 18 Plus is one of the few women's multis that's USP verified, meaning what's on the label is what's in the formula. It's also soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, and formulated without GMOs. There's a minty essence in every bottle as well to help keep things fresh and help make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable. I just love Ritual. They make it so easy for you to pick a multivitamin. It can be very confusing when you go to like the drugstore or something, you're trying to find the right supplements, but I just feel like it makes it easy for women to pick the right supplement for them, the right multivitamin. Ritual is all about hot data and stone cold facts. Get to know your nutrients on a deeper level with 30% off during your first month. So visit ritual.com/what we said to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. Again, that's ritual.com/what we said. Go check it out.
Should we get into your stories?
I would love, I've been waiting.
Of the road
bored
trip.
To tears of these life updates.
Nightmares. It's spooky season, so we're going to give you some nightmares. Oh, which by the way, thank you guys so much for all the love on last week's episode when I announced that Leif and I bought our house. We are so excited and we're very grateful for all the love and support. And a lot of you were saying that the previous owner stories was giving The Intruder, a video or a movie called The Intruder with Dennis Quaid.
Oh,
I looked it up and it's a psychological thriller. I'm tempted to watch it, but also
is it about a previous owner?
Yes.
Oh, don't watch it.
It's about a previous owner who's attached to his home and like starts showing up, I think, and doing weird things.
No.
Yeah. People are like, it's literally the plot. I'm like, awesome.
That's terrifying.
I'm not watching it.
I know all the comments were like, the owner is not okay. I'm like, oh no, you
I
guys.
Know.
Like,
you guys were scaring me more.
It's actually making it seem more.
Because I was like, you know, he's a sweet guy. He's just a little. And then everyone was like, this is wild. People were messaging me that work in real estate, work in mortgages. And they're like, no, no, no. That's literally not okay.
No.
It's like, oh, maybe it's crazier than I even thought it was.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I'm terrified for you. but I'm excited for the content. I've been loving the Reno content.
Thank you. It'll be fun to, yeah, keep sharing the whole process. I'm excited. And people were, I was like, first step, the floors are getting ripped up. Everyone's like, give them to Chelsea.
Literally, I almost messaged you and said, why did you destroy them? Save the freaking pieces for me. I'll tape them over my floors.
They could not be salvaged.
I was literally screaming. Like, people are so nice. They're like, congrats to you both. I'm like, that's very nice for you to be inclusive, but there's really nothing for you to be like, congratulations to me. We were just renting.
No, but I feel like
buy a house.
No, it
but
is
it's very sweet.
It also is an accomplishment to move into a house, though.
That's true.
That's like a big. That's a big moment.
Feet
to have your first. That's like actual home with a backyard. It doesn't matter if you're renting or buying.
Congrats
it's
on the millennial gray wood floors. You did it.
No.
Just kidding.
It is an accomplishment.
Yeah. Actually, so many people sent me tips for
really
the wood floors. So thank you.
Oh, everyone good.
Sending me TikToks.
Slay.
And videos.
I still haven't Stay been able to see dream. It because there's like
me
people
neither.
Living in it. So
literally, I don't even, I can't remember what it looks like at this point. So
I drive past it every day and I Aww. Say,
throw eggs at them.
Please.
Get
and
out.
I become the watcher so that they'll leave faster. No. Okay, I'm sorry.
Send the owner hate mail. Why did you do gray wood floors?
I will go first. Okay, this is the first road trip nightmare story. Do you have any nightmare stories on a road trip?
I mean, road trips are just a nightmare when you're one of six kids, honestly.
Yeah.
I have many, like some of my favorite memories, but they're just funny, are road trips we took to Utah. There's one infamous trip we took. It's called the Triangle Trip because we had two family reunions, my mom's side and my dad's side, at the same summer. They were like the week after each other. So we drove 12 hours to like this place in Utah for one reunion, stayed there for a week. All six of us in a car. Like, it's a packed car, okay? And like, when you have six kids, you have to place each child. My mom would like specifically place us in the order that we get along with the people around us the most. Because if you put like me and Jess next to each other or like the wrong combo, it's nightmare, like screaming, fighting, hitting. But if you put like the right people together, it's like we're all
in harmony.
But
would you fight the most with like your brothers or Abby growing
me
up?
Me and Abby would fight like a lot just because we were both girls. We would fight about like dumb stuff, but I would fight with my little brother, Jess, a lot. Like, and I was so much older than him, and my mom would never fail to remind me of like, dude, you're so much older than him. But I'm like, we're so alike, which is funny because he's a Capricorn, but we're like so alike, but I would literally be like, we butt heads so much.
Sometimes
like,
that's why you clash the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like he would frustrate me to no end, and he would, I swear he picked on me. My parents won't believe me. Because I'm older, but he would pick on me. And I would try and tell my parents, like, you don't understand. Like, the reason I pushed him back is because he's been freaking a menace to me for like 2 hours.
He's being
like,
sly about it.
And my parents would be like, but you're the older one. So you need to be the grown up and like, just take it or something. Like, okay, that's fair.
I have a correction from last week as well. When I said, we're talking about playing pretend. And I was like, oh, because I didn't have siblings. And people were messaging me. They're like, wait, what?
You said you didn't have siblings.
I think I didn't finish my sentence. But what I meant was I didn't have siblings around my age. So I wasn't playing house and pretend with my brothers because they're like 8 years younger than me.
I wasn't playing pretend with my brothers. Definitely not.
But that's what girls. I was trying to say when I, and everyone's like, what about your brothers? I'm like, oh, when I'm, I'm like, I don't know them.
I'm an only child.
It just kind of felt like I was an only child growing up in a lot of ways because there's a big age gap. So by the time I was, you know, it wasn't like I have memories of me being like 5 or 6 playing with a sibling. Yeah. I didn't have any siblings at that point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then once I was like 8, 10, whatever, my brothers were 2 years old. So it's not like I'm playing with them still.
No. And yeah, you don't cross that. Like I didn't play house with my brothers unless they were like at the perfect age where we could like make them do what we wanted to do, like them to do in house or something.
Yeah. Okay, but sorry.
Anyways.
Was I?
No, I was just talking. You asked me my triangle trip. Like we just took, it was 12 hours to Utah, 12 hours to California. Like we passed from Utah to California. It was like Northern California.
So far.
And then 12 hours home.
Oh.
So it was like a whole like couple weeks round trip. By the time we got home, we were like, I don't want to see your face for the rest of the summer. We were so over each other. Like I was so done with, and they, so were my parents. I think I was in 7th grade. I got my period on that trip too for the first time at the beach. Right before we went to the beach.
No, that's a core memory.
It was a core memory. We'll never forget the triangle trip.
Wow. Yeah. That is extra. But that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. My boyfriend of 3 years broke up with me at the beginning of a 13-hour drive back to college. It was the most awkward drive of my life. Why did he do that? For his own sake, why did he do that?
They're going back to college. They're at the college
for 13 hours. And he breaks up with her at the very beginning of the trip.
Like, oh my gosh. So what are you doing? Like, you just get right on Tinder after that?
Immediately.
Like, you're in the passenger seat?
Downloading premium.
Yeah.
Why?
Super likes.
I mean, I guess it's kind of a good time in the sense that you can chat.
Yeah, like maybe don't wait till the end. That's even worse. You're having all these deep conversations.
Then at the end, he's like, by the way, I don't want to date you anymore. Yeah. You're like, sorry, why didn't you bring that up at the beginning?
Well, why didn't you tell her before you guys drove? Like, that's weird.
Yikes.
Like, so you could, I guess.
That's so depressing. You're trying to process that you're getting broken up with, but you're like, you're with him, trapped in a car for hours.
He's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. You're sobbing. He's like, do you need to pee? Like, should we stop at this exit? Like, what do you want for lunch? Where should we stop? It's so awkward.
I hate everything about that. Yikes.
During our 7-hour drive, we stopped to let my dog go to the bathroom. She ended up eating a piece of goose poop and then proceeded to puke it up all over the car during the rest of our ride.
Oh. I'm sorry. How did you know it was goose poop?
Yeah, what the heck?
That is so specific.
And where were you that there were geese?
Just on the side of the road.
Dog throwing up on a road trip. There's nothing more stressful than that. Like, they're sick. You're like, what am I supposed to do?
Is traveling with a kid on a road trip a nightmare? Seems like it.
Honestly,
seems like you'd have to stop so much.
We haven't tried in the last little bit since he's like now a full blown teenager, it feels like. But when he was a baby, it just takes a long time. But it wasn't ever bad. Knock on wood. Because it was like he would sleep.
Yeah.
Because they sleep in the car. And then we just have to stop every 2 hours because you have to take him out of their car seat. So it is annoying if you like to like get there fast. We would take him out, let him stretch, change his diaper, feed him. Put him back, but it wasn't anything crazy, honestly. Nothing scary. Unless you have a baby who screams, then I'm sure it's
unless they don't like the car.
Nightmare.
Only imagine.
I feel like it might be more of a nightmare now because he is
more mobile.
Not gonna nap for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Get more bored.
True. But maybe you could entertain him with things. Like whatever, toys or books or something. Who knows?
There's honestly, like, this is gonna sound bad, but there's nothing more annoying than having to like entertain a child though on a road trip when you just want to like sleep
Relax.
Or something.
True.
And they want to be entertained by you and you're like, I could see when then people are like, well, just give them an iPad or something.
Yeah, true.
Because it's for a long
time.
It's
exhausting.
I love playing with my child, don't get me wrong. I play cards with him 24/7. After a while, especially when they're like bossing you around, you're like, this is not fun.
And they want you to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
They never get sick of it.
No, and I try and spice things up, like, I want my car to do this. No, right here, over here. Like, okay.
So specific.
Yeah.
My brother took a CBD gummy while driving and got so zoned out that he missed the exit by 2 hours.
Oh!
Added an extra 4 hours to the trip.
Oh, that's jail time.
Are you even supposed to be doing, taking a CBD gummy while driving? That doesn't seem.
Maybe it's not like THC, but maybe it's just like basic. I don't know.
Regardless. Anything making you a little more like drowsy while
sleepy.
Driving?
Yeah, true. Like, you're way too relaxed.
2 hours that he missed the exit by. Adding 4 hours to the trip.
I can't. Can you even imagine going on a road trip before Google Maps and having to like follow a map? Like me, imagine me and you. How did we do when we went to Utah?
I can't imagine it because.
Did we have Google Maps? Remember we went to Utah? Like, we drove there right after we graduated. Remember? We went like took pictures and like.
Yeah, I think we did have Google Maps at that point.
I feel like we must
have. Or at least MapQuest or something where it's like you have it printed out. I think
we
had Google Maps.
Even printed, that's terrifying. You don't know exactly where you are. That's the scary part. You have Google Maps, but it's like.
True.
What if you pass an exit? How do you go back? Like, it doesn't reroute you.
No, it doesn't reroute you, but you could go based off numbers. Like, okay, we were,
true,
you know.
True.
But my mom and her friend took. Like me and I have a memory of them taking, I think it was her kid and me and my brothers and my mom and her friend. We drove to Utah, I think it was. And I remember they had printed out like maps.
A map.
Like a map and maybe MapQuest directions something. And
Classic.
They got lost. And it was kind of a thing where it was like added a lot of extra time to our trip because they were like, wait, where are we on this map and stuff? It's just
That's scary.
So, it's just so crazy that like, imagine telling our kids in like 15 years, like, oh, we didn't have that. We had to print out maps. They're going to be like, you're a
what?
Dinosaur.
Yeah. How? No, it's really crazy.
It's insane.
Now we have it if it's like, oh, take an alternative route because there's a crash here.
I know.
We didn't know that before.
No, yeah, that's wild. Really
crazy. I pooped myself 20 minutes into a 17-hour road trip and was too embarrassed to tell my parents.
What do you mean?
I basically got diaper rash as a 16-year-old because I trusted a fart and I'm shocked no one else found out. Oh, so it must have not been like a huge poop.
Can't they smell it?
Wait, like, you actually probably had such uncomfortable, like literal diaper rash.
Your butt was probably on fire.
On fire.
You gotta tell your parents.
You gotta tell. But you know, kids, they just like, I've done things like that when I was little.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you're like, why didn't I tell my parents? But you're just like,
embarrassed.
You just don't have the brain power.
You don't have the awareness. That is shocking.
And so uncomfortable.
17 hours?
But you had that to is have not stopped. Okay. You had to have stopped somewhere. Like you could clean out your pants a little bit.
Surely.
But even then.
Surely. Pregnant, driving through the night and over it. I pooped on the side of the road and wiped the winter glove. This is not even a nightmare. Honestly, it was kind of a vibe. And yes, I left the glove there.
Yes. Do not bring that thing back in the car. Are you joking? Please. I am screaming.
A winter glove. That is next level.
A winter glove.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, you do.
No shame.
There's nothing worse than being on a road trip and like, it's not like, oh yeah, I can wait till the next exit. It's like, oh no, this is happening or I'm gonna die.
I've told this story, so I'm not going to go into the full details of it, but I would say my road trip nightmare story is when I had literally met Leif's sister 2 times in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in Germany. She lived in Germany at the time, and we were visiting her, and we were on this road trip, and I, like, didn't go pee before or something, and it was a few hours, and it was kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I just had to go to the bathroom.
So
I had to pee so bad, like to the point where I was like, wait, I'm going to actually pee my pants. Like I had never had to pee that bad in my entire existence.
Oh, there's nothing more painful.
And there was nothing around. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, and we were caravanning. So there was like multiple people following us. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but I have to pee so bad. So we were trying to find a gas station and I was legitimately like holding myself because I had to pee so bad and I was so embarrassed because I'm like, I have literally met you 2 times. This is like your first impression of me is like, I'm gonna pee my actual pants.
Yeah, it's so much like, because when you're listening or you hear that, you're like, it's not embarrassing. Everyone has to pee. But when you're
so
in the moment, you're like, no, I can't say this. Like, I don't know why. It's like, I shock myself with how like much of a wimp I can be with speaking up for myself.
Oh, for sure. But it wasn't even like because before it got to the point where it was really bad, I wouldn't have minded being like, so sorry, but I have to pee.
Yeah.
But it started elevating to the point where I was like,
hurry.
Hurry. Like, yeah, I'm going to pee my pants.
That's what I mean. It's like, you're dying and you're telling, it's fine. Like, I can wait a little bit. Yeah. Like, why am I like that? I was thinking about that when I got an IV the other day. Just at like a regular like IV place that you have vitamins, you know. Nothing crazy. Honestly, not even necessary. And that's why I was like, when this happened, I was like, why did I do this? I was sitting there and I've heard like about air embolism or whatever when there's like, you're not supposed to have air bubbles in your IV, whatever. Obviously, you're not supposed to have a syringe with air in it. And I had my IV in and she like put some of the vitamins in or like whatever. And then after she put it in, I saw a little air bubble floating down towards my vein, like where it enters my vein. And I was like, oh, it'll stop. Like it'll go away. Oh no, it entered into my bloodstream and I was freaking out. And they're like, and I posted it like to my close friends. I was like, that air bubble just went to my vein. Like, it was nice knowing you all. This is the end of me. This, like, I'll see in a couple minutes if I'm alive or not. And they're like, what did you say to the nurse? I'm like, oh, I didn't say a peep. I was fearing for my life. I did not say, like, when I saw the bubble, I was so disappointed in myself that I wasn't like, oh, nurse, like, I didn't want to be a bother. My life is. I'm actually fear. I was Googling. I'm like, is it okay if there's a bubble in? And like, it was fine. Obviously, I'm still alive to this day. But
I have I said so disappointed. This before. Chelsea and I are all talk. We're all bark, no bite. Like, we're like, just stand up for yourself.
Literally.
Come on. When we're in situations
my
where.
My life was literally flashing before my eyes. I didn't want to bother the nurse. She looked busy.
Funny. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're alive to tell the tale. I didn't know about the air bubble thing, really. Like, that's not something I was educated on.
Yeah, I've only heard about it. And I don't, I mean, I Google told me a couple different things, but the main thing was I wasn't going to die. But it's not great. You never really want air in your blood, obviously. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
My mom had to pee once on a road trip but didn't want to stop, so she got a diaper from the back seat and peed in the diaper while driving. Someone please tell me how this is possible. Next level commitment to the trip.
I mean, peeing in a diaper is really smart.
It is smart if you're going to pee anywhere.
Like, that is
pee in a diaper.
That's brilliant. If you have kids and you have a diaper and you need to pee on the side of the road, like, absolutely, that's where you should do it.
But they didn't stop. Yeah, I think she peed while she's in the car.
No, that's weird to do while you're driving.
Like, I don't want to take...
How are you going to be taking your pants down when you're pushing the gas?
Oh, maybe the dad was driving.
Oh.
She's maybe it was a normal nuclear family. Please. Dad, mom. Mom was passenger princess. I'm assuming. How was she driving with...
Sorry, I thought she was driving.
Or maybe it was two moms. You never know, but...
We just start going down every combination. Like, or maybe two dads. Was the grandma. And maybe the mom was the grandma.
Mom was the grandma. Makes no sense.
Or maybe it wasn't her biological mom.
You never know. Anyways, what was I just going to say?
She was passing.
If there's
princess?
Ever an occasion where somebody has to pull their pants down, just pull over.
Oh, for sure.
We're past that. And human decency, you don't need to be butt naked somewhere in your car when there's other people in there.
No, absolutely.
Definitely
not.
If you're over the age of two. Like, if you need to change a diaper or something, yeah, whatever. But like, no. You're a grown ass woman. Do not take your pants down and pee. I don't want to smell. I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to be naked in
this
car with me.
No, that's actually kind of just human decency and respect. You don't pee or poop in a car. Remember when someone said something about their mother-in-law, like, going to the bathroom in the car while it was driving? It was recent. I think it was in-law horror stories or something.
Wait, what did you say?
The mom, like, remember the mother-in-law went to the bathroom in the car while they were driving? Yeah.
No.
Come on.
That was so fake.
That
it was such a good story. I still tell
it. Yeah, we love one fake story per episode to add some spice. Okay, on a family road trip, we had a family of spiders start crawling out of the air conditioning unit. I am talking hundreds of tiny baby spiders scurrying out of the vents. Turns out Mama Spider thought the vents would be the cutest place for her hundreds of eggs.
Not spider eggs.
Case would love it.
Yeah, he probably would. Not spider eggs, though. Not spider babies.
Do you remember
Nothing
when I found a
terrifying.
Black widow in my car in high school? Literally had a full, like, web and...
Oh, yeah, like,
home,
underneath?
A literal entire home in my car.
No.
Black widows, which are literally so poisonous and scary.
But they don't bite.
My boyfriend at the time, like, was sitting there and was like... He was like, your hair is down here. Like, he thought that was, like, a brush or something. He's like, there's, like, a piece of hair down here or something. And he was, like, kicking his foot. And I was like, oh, weird. And then I got home. Oh, it's a spider web with a massive black widow spider in the bottom.
They must build their webs pretty dang fast. It's not like that would have been sitting there for weeks. It's like there's always people in your passenger seat.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it was by the foot of the passenger person, like where their feet were. It was right under that thing. I'm going to look up how long it takes a spider to build a web. Carry on.
Driving from Boston to New York City. And once we got into the city, I had to pee so bad, waiting was not an option. So I got out and peed on the grass patch of the sidewalk in front of NYC traffic. Lucky cars got quite the show, but it was that or pee in my pants. Yeah, see, that's good. You got to do what you got to do. If you got to pee on the side of the road, if you got to pee in, like, you know, you're outside, you got to take a squat, that's fine.
Peeing is a lot less offensive.
Than pooping.
Yes.
For sure.
Of course.
I don't even think it would be possible for me. I think I would rather, like, I think I would be constipated. I don't even think I could poop in
your primal
in
instincts would kick in.
No, well, my sphincter or whatever it is would close up so fast. That's not letting a thing out.
No.
Get stage fright.
Yeah.
I can't even pee when Nick's standing there. I get stage fright.
Pee, really?
Sometimes. Like, I have to, like, think about it. You know how, like, if you just walk in by yourself, you sit down, you, like, pee.
Yeah.
But if someone else is in there, like, takes a minute.
It does take a second. For sure.
Like, it's like, are we sure this is safe? You have to, like, reassure yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the watch. It's the intruder.
Kill me. Lady.
Did someone knock?
No.
Oh.
Awesome.
Talk about spooky.
Spooky season. On average, it takes 30 to 60 minutes for web-building spiders to weave a web.
Oh, my gosh. That's quick.
Lady, please. 30 to 60 minutes.
Okay, that's not as long as I thought. So, I was thinking it takes these kids weeks, days.
Oh my gosh, I'm learning scary things about spiders right now. I don't want to talk about them. Okay, I once was road tripping from Florida back to Texas, and I was in the back seat with the window down, and my roommate peed in a Sonic cup out of desperation and then tried to dump it out the window while moving.
No,
and it all came back in through my window all over me. Tragic, to say the least.
I would vomit. I would vomit.
Someone else's pee, urine all over you.
What?
And now you're in a car.
No.
That is next level.
I was going to say, I remember one time my brother's friend came with us on a trip. It was like my older brother's best friend. He was basically like my second brother. Or he was not my second brother. I had four brothers. He was like basically another brother. And he thought it would be funny to like see how many Pringles he could fit in his mouth at one time. So he like put all of these cheesy Pringles in his mouth, and he was in the front seat. And he was like, I can't. And so he rolled down his window to spit them out. But I was sitting behind him in the back seat. And the same thing happened. Like it just stayed in the car, and all of the things that came out of his mouth just like flew at me.
Sick.
And I was pissed. I was pissed. Nothing would make me more mad when I'm younger. You know, like brothers just do gross things, especially older brothers. It's like they think it's so funny to be gross to you and like fart by you. Like
I cannot.
One time that's literally not even my brother spit gum in my hair. Walked past me. I'm in the bathroom minding my own business. Like brushing my teeth or something, walks by the door, turns to me, spits his gum into my hair.
Absolutely
not. I was sobbing. I like ran to my mom.
Wait, that is so disrespectful.
He was like, oh, shoot. And he like ran up and like tried to pull it out, but he was like making it worse. I'm like, I hate.
For what?
For what?
For what?
Because it's fun. You think it's funny?
For one moment of comedic, for one moment of comedy.
Yeah.
Come on.
One moment and then you're busted. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It was only an hour trip to the lake, but I had to poop in a mixing bowl in the back of my cousin's car. I have
sorry.
IBS, and when it comes, it comes. I felt so bad for her, but we will laugh at this. No. I left the bowl at a gas station we stopped at. No.
Oh!
No.
Not the mixing bowl.
No! An hour? You could at least pull over? Oh, maybe she did pull over and poop in the bowl.
That is just... Do you have like napkins and things in your car? Because that's something that I feel like you just always have to have in your glove box.
Yeah, you gotta have like those. They have like travel Charmin things.
Yeah, you gotta have like little wet wipes.
I don't
have that, but from now on, I will.
I have wipes. Like I always have wipes in my car now, but not like diaper baby wipes.
I feel like in a car's glove box, or whatever middle console thing, we should all have an emergency kit of a barf bag.
Yes.
Like little wet wipes, napkins, a flashlight. Like we need to be prepared.
A little knife.
Okay.
What's it called? Like a little pocket knife.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you need that.
Yeah.
Also, maybe some gloves.
Yeah. To wipe with.
Committing a murder. Like a little rope. Some bleach. Just in case. You never know what you come across. But for girls, definitely like a taser or something.
Oh, definitely.
Mace, taser.
I'm committed to creating a little emergency kit for my car.
That sounds so fun. I want to do that. It reminds me of Emily Kaiser. We should ask her to do one like emergency.
Slay.
Because she has like hand sanitizer.
I would trust Emily with like, I know if I'm going somewhere with her, like we're safe. We're good.
For sure.
You got hand sanitizer. You have extra lip balm for me.
Yep.
I know for a fact
you
have.
You got a hair scrunchie for me.
Yeah. You have like an extra claw clip. You got everything.
Yeah.
I
you
know
got
it.
Mints. You have gum. You have gum and mints.
Yes. And like different flavors
100%.
As well. I know that car is stocked.
Oh, yeah.
Emily, can we go on a road trip together?
Things. I love her car hauls. I need to do that. I don't even want to know what's. My middle console is like a back of an earring. Keys to like my house, like my apartment 3 years ago that like I don't even know what the keys go to, like crusty old pennies,
same
with like gum on them.
I always have
I would be screwed if I was like deserted in the middle, like my car broke down or something.
Do you ever just see the same item over and over and like you know it doesn't belong there but you just leave it? Like
yes,
I was thinking I have had this headband in my car. I think it's been a year. I no joke think it has been a
yes,
year.
Yes, I have those too.
And I just see it every time I'm in the car. I look at it. It's like in the side little console thing. Just don't take it in ever. I'm like, what am I doing? So
100%.
I hit my breaking point the other day. I said, this ends now.
Yeah.
I grabbed the headband. There were some other little random things, a hair tie, just random things that I always see in there. Yeah, I'm inspired right now to like stock
emergency kit.
Yeah, and just have like hand sanitizer, like stuff in my little console.
Let's do it. I'm down. That sounds so fun. Have like a little caddy, not caddy, but like, yeah, a little pouch that you have in your car for emergencies.
Yes.
Like I have stuff for case, but I don't have stuff for me.
What happens if you need to go to the bathroom or you need to throw up or you need to be clean?
I got diapers and wipes. How's that going to help? Oh, I guess I can clean the diaper. Help. Yeah. I have wipes and stuff. What's a binky going to do for me though? An extra blankie.
We need to do that.
I'm down.
Okay, we were on a scenic mountain road and stopped to take a picture of a meadow of wildflowers. Since we hadn't seen a house or any other cars, we hopped out and left our doors open for a quick pic. Think our car got jacked? Nope. Two goats got into our car.
Oh, what?
They refused to get out. Literal goats. We had to physically force them out of the car, and then they followed us for about 4 miles down the road.
Oh, that's worst sleigh. Nightmare. No, that's terrifying. Have you seen goats' eyes?
Not recently.
Look up a goat's eyes. They are not right.
Really?
Goats are terrifying. When I was talking about my farm life, like I was like, I'll get a goat, but against my will, because they are terrifying. When I was younger, I'm like literally telling so many stories, but when I was younger, I went to my cousin's.
Those actually are spooky.
They're terrifying.
That actually is spooky. Baby like, goats are the cutest things I've ever seen though.
Yeah, they are. My cousins had a farm and we went to it when I was younger and they had a goat named Nana. And this goat got loose. Like, we were all on the farm. Like, there were so many kids, okay? So, like, there's the older group, which was, like, my older brothers and, like, my older cousins. Then there was, like, me and my cousin who was my age. And there was, like, the younger, like, Abby and, like, a couple of the younger kids. So, there was a couple different groups. We're all just doing different things. On this trip, there was a couple really traumatizing things that happened. First of all, they're like, we can't wait to show you our chickens. Like, we're so proud of our chicken coop. We go. Feathers, blood everywhere. Not a chicken alive in the coop. A massacre. Literally only feathers like flying everywhere. My cousins are devastated.
Oh, that's so
devastated.
Sad.
A coyote had come and killed all of their chickens. They were so excited. We were like running over this hill and we just like come across the scene. And my cousins are like wailing. They're so sad.
Aw.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is traumatizing. Like they're all the blood everywhere. And then we're like continuing on our day at the farm. And they're like, Nana got loose. Nana's loose and she's terrifying. My cousin was even terrified. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared of Nana. So we finally kind of corner her. My cousin's so brave. I'm terrified of this thing. We kind of corner her and Nana bucks my cousin so hard in the knees because we're like little. So she's like right at her height. And you know how goats like buck?
Like with their head and horns?
Yes. She bucks. No, not in the knees. Sorry. In her stomach.
Oh,
literally takes the wind out of her. And my cousin's like, oh.
That would be terrifying as a kid.
I specifically remember looking for higher ground. Like, I gotta get away from this. Go. It's terrifying. When you're little, it's like just as big as you. Oh, I was like 10 and I was so scared of it. So I've always been so scared of goats ever since then.
That is valid. Farm animals are actually so terrifying. I've always been specifically very scared of like geese when they run after you.
Terrifying. Huge.
And they'll just bite. Like they'll just snap at you. You want to know Leif's most toxic trait?
What?
He casually, his milk of choice is goat milk.
That's terrifying.
And the other day, he was having cereal. I did not know. Okay, I know he likes goat milk sometimes, but I didn't even know we had any goat milk
in
the fridge.
Like a carton.
Yeah. So all I remembered is that we had whole milk and I had oat milk in there. And he was eating cereal next to me on the couch. And it looked so good. He poured a fresh thing of cereal. I'm like, wait, can I have a bite? He's like, yeah. He gives it to me. I said, that tastes like goats. He's like, goats. What? He's like, what? It's whole milk. I was like, that tastes like freaking goat cheese. I hate goat cheese. That is the most triggering flavor to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about goat cheese I absolutely hate. So immediately I was like, it tastes like goat cheese. I was like, goat milk? He's like, no, it's whole milk. I was like, oh, well, it tastes like goats. Then later on, the next day or whatever, he's like, oh yeah, it was goat milk.
Oh my gosh.
Bye. I knew it.
Curdled milk.
Goat milk is not okay. He loves it. He'll drink.
What does it taste like? I've actually never had goat cheese
like goats.
Or goat milk.
It tastes like goats.
Ew.
It tastes like shiz.
No, I can't.
But people love goat cheese. So I'm a pick me. I'm a pick me girl today. I can't do goat cheese and I can't do Akatar apparently. But
no, I can't do goats.
It has a very specific flavor.
Yeah.
And that's why I knew when I tasted the milk, I'm like, that tastes the same as the cheese.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, basically. But Leif will literally make a latte with goat milk. Like, he loves it. I'm like, what about this do you like? I'm so confused. But
Slay King, is that popular? Like, a lot of people like goat milk? Or no, not really. It's, like, kind of weird.
I think it's kind of weird.
Really?
I've never heard of someone. Maybe. I've never heard of it. Some of us like oat milk. Some of us like goat milk. Okay.
They don't. You know it's not popular if they don't serve it at your local coffee shop. They're not like, oat or goat.
No. Goat is not okay. I need to take a stand.
Yeah, no, that's kind of, that's terrifying.
Sus.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, and I only have one more.
Got stuck in traffic in Death Valley for 4 hours.
Wow.
From a semi catching on fire. It was 123 degrees. Oh yeah, Death Valley's scary. We had no water. The car was overheating from the heat and running the AC on full blast. So we had to keep turning the car off. We were running out of gas. We all had to pee. Death Valley has nowhere to hide, especially with the line of cars.
Ooh.
So someone had to pee in a cup in the car. Smelled like hot pee for the rest of the time.
That is a nightmare.
A disaster. Okay, we add a fan to what to put in your emergency kit.
Yeah.
Like a little mini fan.
And you always got to have water on a road trip.
Yeah, you got to have water.
You got to have
water. Not in a plastic bottle, though. You don't want those microplastics cooking. Like, you don't want to keep a bottle of water.
No. Not to keep in the console. But I'm saying just in general, like, that is key number one on a road trip. You got to have water.
We always have our Stanleys or, like, our water bottles filled. Mm-hmm. And then we have water in the back to fill our water bottles with if we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're never.
But you don't want to drink too much on a road trip because then you got to pee all the time.
True. It's an art.
Okay. Here is my last story. My husband and I went on a road trip with my sister and her brand new boyfriend from Nashville to South Carolina. Before we left, my sister had some dodgy leftovers from her fridge and ended up getting food poisoning in the car. She literally had violent diarrhea in a bag in the back of the car with her new boyfriend just a foot away.
No!
She cried and laughed the whole time and he was in hysterics. They're still together.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. But
having food poisoning
diarrhea
in a car is my worst nightmare.
Being sick in a car,
ugh.
In general, even if you're feeling a little nausea, nothing
worse.
Passing to diarrhea, food poisoning, explosive diarrhea into a bag.
No. We talked about this on the episode.
Just in the back of the car.
We talked about this on our episode with Kelsey Kruppel, but I have been thinking about it more than ever. I am so scared of food poisoning.
Same.
It's my biggest fear. I am constantly worried about it. Sometimes if I have something coming up, like an important thing I'm doing.
Like
I don't know. Like,
yeah,
something. It's like, oh, okay, tomorrow I have this big photo shoot. I literally will not eat meat or anything that could potentially give me food poisoning for the entire day because I'm that paranoid about it.
No, it's very true.
I'm like, what? I'm going to eat sushi tonight and be like up all night, which it's not. I haven't gotten food poisoning in a while, but it's just not even worth the risk.
No, it's so true.
It's so scary.
That is one of the upsides of being vegan is that I was never scared of food poisoning.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get it from like whatever.
Yeah, but salmonella, way more rare.
But way more rare than getting it from chicken. Or
especially
something
like if that. You go to just like a place you're not super familiar with and just order, I don't know, anything with meat. It's just scary.
Oh, I just remember one time Nick getting food poisoning from one of our favorite ramen places. And now we
at
can
my
never
house.
Go back. Yes, we were staying at JC and Leif's. You guys weren't even there, though.
No, we weren't there.
We were staying there when we were like looking at our place we were going to rent in L.A., and he was so sick the whole time.
That is a nightmare.
And I was so sad. I'm like, he'll never eat there with me again. Even to this day, he does not like the smell of ramen in general. It makes him sick.
Ugh. And it really is the best ramen.
We need to go there soon.
Yeah, we do. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Okay, this is my last story. We were staying at an Econo Lodge. I don't know if I've ever heard of that. Econo Lodge. While driving to move my sister to college across country. Well, for our continental breakfast, my oldest sister was using the Crank cereal dispenser. And a dead mouse came out with
it. You're joking.
All hell broke loose and she started shrieking in horror. Mind you, myself and another sister had already sat down with our own bowls of cereal that we were chowing down.
No.
We got a discount on our stay and left, but we'll never use a Crank cereal.
Oh.
A dead effing mouse in
your cereal.
I've been hearing so many, speaking of food poisoning, scary things about like what happens in a restaurant. Like, they could drop your food and put it right back on the plate and bring it out to you.
I know.
They could dip their hand in your water and like bring it to you.
I know. I think about that a lot, actually. Like, you just have no idea what's going on.
Did you see? They could be like dropping their sweating and their sweat droplets are like going into your food.
Did you see that Beth posted about that sandwich?
I was not okay.
I was not okay after that. I had been kind of craving a sandwich, same. Actually.
I've seen so many people talking about Jersey Mike's. I'm like, I got to go to Jersey Mike's.
Same. And I saw that immediately.
That's going to make me throw up right now thinking about that.
Gave me the ick for sandwiches in general. I was like, I don't even want a sandwich anytime this month. Like, especially thinking of Beth, how she was like, I kind of get grossed out from deli meat. And she's like, okay, fine, I'll go to Jersey Mike's. A literal worm in her sandwich.
A worm in her sandwich.
And there was like bites taken out of it. Leading up to the friggin' worm, I'm done.
I literally can't even talk about that. That makes me want to vomit my brains out. That is so disgusting. I hate stuff like that. It's so gross.
It's so gross.
I guess I do have to cook at home from now on.
I feel like a worm is really bad too. Like
that's
one time,
one of the worst. Not as bad as a mouse.
No, not as bad as a dead mouse. But can you imagine the horror? You're cranking and a dead mouse pops out.
No. It's worse for the girls who are eating the cereal from the dispenser.
I'm sorry.
Eating the dead mouse cereal. You got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's like
you could have scary. Serious infections. Lifelong casualty. Well, that's death. lifelong complications.
Yeah. That. Oh, I was going to say Leif. One time at Sweet Green, Leif found a cricket in his salad. Like he was eating and it was just a full-blown cricket.
Dead or alive?
Dead. But that grossed us out. But also we were like, okay, it's like farm fresh lettuce.
Organic.
So it's like, okay, I guess it is organic. And it is a cricket. I feel like that's less bad than like a freaking maggot or a worm.
No, no. Worms are
so
bad.
Or a cockroach or a spider. Like that's grosser. I feel like cricket was the least gross, but we were still like,
no.
I didn't want to eat my salad. I was like, I am terrified.
No, that's disgusting, actually. That is what you get for organic, because quite literally what organic means is it's not sprayed with pesticides. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely organic if you're getting bugs.
Yeah.
You really have to wash your organic stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for writing in your stories, guys.
Thanks, as always, for writing in great, great content for us to read and experience with you guys. We love experiencing your trauma with you. Make sure you follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We have some fun fall merch we're coming out with. Our new cover is dropping soon, so we have exciting stuff. If you want to be involved, definitely follow us there. And if you're feeling nice and generous, you could leave us a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcast app or on the Spotify app. It's super simple and it helps us out a ton. We love you guys so much, and
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.